This week in 1928, Chicago saw the debut of the most popular show of radio's golden age. It was called Amos and Andy. The two main characters were black, but the actors who played them were white. At the time, the show was a huge success, which is almost unimaginable today.
Well, now, don't get nervous, Andy. That's the main thing, you see.
You'd get nervous, too, if you was in my place.
I know.
This is a big thing, Amos.
This week in Chicago history was a big one for birthdays. In 1933, musician Quincy Jones Jr. was born. In 1937, it was future mafia hitman Frank Calabrese's birthday. And 1942 saw the birth of serial killer John Wayne Gacy.
He dressed like a clown to make children laugh, but behind the face paint was a man who tortured and murdered. He was John Wayne Gacy.
On a much lighter note, it was this week in 1961 when a plumber using a special dye to find leaks in the river realized the dye was the perfect shade of green. The Chicago journeyman plumbers have been dyeing the river for St. Patrick's Day ever since.
Fear not, Chicago. The river will flow green for St. Patty's Day, despite the deep freezer.
And that's just a glimpse of this week in Chicago. For more details, go to WGNradio.com. Until next week, I'm Ann Johnsos.